Well, hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and Jerry Usher will be back tomorrow, so I need you today on this wonderful Monday that we're going to spend together on Take Two when I ask the question, do you sit down for family meals? That's right. We're asking the question, do you have family meals together? Or is it sort of like a drive-through or takeout or a stand-up at the kitchen counter type atmosphere in your home? We'd love to know. Now, we don't want you to out your family or anything like that, but I just wanted to share that it's a very important as Christians that we talk about this, because family time is an important time to grow in faith. And you'll see that it has many other benefits when we join together as a family around the dinner table. We know that Jesus dined for many hours with people. It's a time of relaxation where people can really just find a lot of comfort, a lot of communication, building relationships. It helps the mental health. So many things to dine together as a family. Do you sit down for family meals on a regular basis? You don't have to be Catholic to call in. I really need you to weigh in on this. It's very, very important. I'm just going to get confirmation from our producer, Charles, that Ace is at the phones today. That's what it says on the document today. I just want to make sure it's Ace answering calls. And then we have social media going as strong as well on YouTube and Facebook. I'm waving to everybody. You guys are doing great already. Thank you. You're sending in your comments, especially on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. That is so kind of you to do that. And so many of you do have family meals together. But I know families that they have all different types of schedules and different conflicting things, and they have meal times that they're coming and going, and people are eating at the kitchen counter, and it is okay. It's Matt Gabinski. Okay, I'm sorry, Matt. It said at the on the document it was Ace today. It's Matt Gabinski. So you'll love chatting with him. He is a gift of God. That's what his name means. So you don't have to be Catholic to call in. Please dial in though and answer the question. If your family really works on spending that meal time together, or are you all just doing your own thing and you pick up, a meal here and there, or do whatever it takes just to get on with the day. Oh, good news. It is. It's Ace on social media. Okay. So it's Ace McKay on social media. I had it backwards there. So Ace is picking up the comments on YouTube and Facebook. Charles Beery is our producer. Pedro is in the studio as well, and we're so grateful for that. And Matt Gabinski's answering calls. So dial in on this wonderful Monday for Take Two. This is your platform, a worldwide platform to share your lived experiences so we can learn and grow together. Okay, full disclosure. My kids growing up, we did have mealtime together. I was big on that. We did eat at the kitchen counter standing up a few times. I will tell you, we didn't do the TV trays in front of the TV as much. I know that some people do that for, especially if you live alone or something of that nature and you want to just eat and watch a program on TV. Maybe that's the case. Maybe you live alone and you miss those times. So please just share we want all aspects of this topic today. Very important. Don't sit this out. Don't think somebody else is going to make the call for you and share what you were going to share, because you're very unique and you are the catechist here, and this is your show. And by your experiences, your takes on the topics that we introduce, we all learn and grow together. That's how the body of Christ works. So please dial in. Ready? Go. Here's the number, 833-288-3986. And you are sending comments in. I can see some of them coming up on the screen. Thank you. But I'd rather hear your voice on this beautiful Monday. So will you please join me? I can talk about this at length, about the pros and the benefits, I should say, the benefits of mealtime together. Not having the structured mealtimes together really presents major problems, especially when the children get older in the adolescent age and teenage years, and then young adults, because we're losing this this type of feeling of, you know, the family staying together, you know, it talks about the family that prays together, stays together. That's so true. The family that has a structured routine together with events and meals and chores and activities, all sorts of things. There's a beautiful bond that happens, a family bond, and it's a very protective bond. And that's important, you guys, especially when the demons are trying to break apart marriages and families. Okay, so this is, you see why we're going with this topic today. So do you have mealtimes together? Dinner time, especially. I know that sometimes morning can be hard when everybody's off to work or getting ready for school. It can be difficult. But even if you spend a couple minutes together in the morning, that's important as well. So we do need your help today with the answer to this question. If you sit down for family meals, I did a case study on adolescent and high schoolers on how much time they spend with parents. And I shared it many years ago. It was very disturbing what came out of this case study. I did it for one of the papers I was writing for my graduate degree in theology. And it bothered me so badly. And these kids, I should say these teens, young, you know, junior high kids and teenagers, they weren't fibbing and they weren't exaggerating. They actually shared examples of what was going on in their homes. And the interesting thing about it is I knew the parents because I was the religious education director. And some of these homes, the parents were in ministry. They were working in the Catholic Church. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, you don't even realize that, you know, you have to kind of practice what you preach. And so it was very, very disturbing. So I'll talk about that as well in between the calls. But here goes the phone lines. Thank you for that. I know it makes Matt very happy on the phones. He likes to answer a lot of phone calls. We like I said, we do have social media going strong. So thank you for that. 833-288-3986. And there goes the music right on cue. Charles Beery is amazing. And when I come back, I'll get to the phones, but there's room for you. Do you sit down together as a family for mealtime? Okay, for dinner time, for lunch, for breakfast, sometime during the day, during the weekend? Call in, please. 833-288-3986. Do you have mealtime together as a family? That's what I want to know today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. So please, if you're driving, pull over safely to the side of the road and make that phone call because I need your help. I like to have a very robust discussion so we can definitely walk away with a new perspective, a new understanding of life, maybe some helpful tips and tools so we can keep our families safe. We're going to get to Teresa in Rochester, New York has a very interesting story. Teresa, hang on just about 15 seconds. Just wanted to share with our listeners. Oh, let me give the number because Matt's waiting for another call. Don't leave Matt just sitting there tapping his fingers. 833-288-3986. Please make that call to Matt Kubinski right now. 833-288-3986 and share if you have mealtime together. Starting a Catholic radio station. Listen to this, folks. Find out how you can help start a Catholic radio station where you live. Powered by the truth of the church and EWTN's dynamic radio programming. All you have to do is email Steve at this address, radio@EWTN.com. So pray about it, think about it, because believe it or not, there's pockets around the United States that still don't have Catholic radio. It's surprising in this day and age, but it's true. Okay, sitting down for mealtime. We're waiting for you to call, but we'll get to Teresa in the meantime in Rochester, New York, on our friends at the Station of the Cross. Hi, Teresa. Hello, Teresa.
Hi, Debbie. Well, I wanted to talk about the importance of families eating together. I came from an Italian family where we had our main meal when my father came home from work, and we all ate together, and we knew we'd better be home for dinner. I married somebody who that was not the way it was done. They ate wherever, standing up, walking around, whatever they did, it made no difference. And he refused to come home for dinner, or pretty much come home, but he had no interest in eating with me and the two children. And I believe that's a big reason why our marriage was weak and it did not survive.
Well, you know, I'm sorry about that, Teresa, that it didn't make it, because that's, you know, it hurts everyone in the family and it has those lingering effects. But I agree with you. If anybody would just take the time to Google the importance, the benefits of eating together as a family, you'll see that it has just so many positive effects that it just makes sense that when you have this structured time that everybody's committed to and they work towards it, everybody walks away feeling like it's like almost like a reset. They understand where they're at in the family. They can communicate, they can build relationships, they can solve maybe some situations, maybe not too difficult around mealtime, because that can bring people, get people upset. But you can solve things. You can also develop the family. You can build the family, strengthen the family. I agree with you, Teresa. And isn't it interesting with the advanced technology that we have, because we bring the phones everywhere we go, we always have them within reach, you know, you've got kids playing on their phones during dinner. It's so interesting how the demons are using technology. You know, everything we are given can be used pretty much for the good and for the evil, but it's interesting how they are leveraging it. They are such opportunists because they know how to break. They know how to just absolutely weaken the structure of things. And so with your former husband doing that and saying, you know, no, I'm not going to be available for that, he set the tone for the rest of the family, didn't he?
An aunt used to say, this is probably not nice, but the fish stinks from the head down. Mm. He was the head of the family. And she said, that's what makes the mess. And she was right.
Now, your children, how many children do you have?
I have two.
You have two. Do they have children of their own?
One does, one does not.
Okay. Do they eat together as a family? Did they break that kind of cycle? Good. Yeah. So they eat together. Yeah. I'm so sorry that happened to you. I know I've heard it many times. I've been in coaching since the year 2000. And I will tell you, Teresa, I've heard that, you know, when and as families start to break apart, you can look back and see where the cracks were in the foundation. Right, Teresa?
Well, absolutely. But, that was my experience. And I would tell anybody, work really hard to try to make it happen, because that's all I wanted, was, you know, to keep my family together. But it was an impossible, abusive situation, and it wasn't possible to do it.
Right. I'm so sorry, Teresa. But, thank you for stepping up and sharing to help other families. And I do agree, we have to strengthen, support, promote, protect families, especially these young families that are starting out, because they're up against a lot in this world. Any final comments, anything you want to impart? Because we have a lot of young married couples listening to Take Two. Anything you'd like to impart to them?
No, just that, even after all these years, and it's been over 40 years, I still, it's still painful. And if you can do whatever to try to keep your family together, do it. I tried, but there has to be the interest on both parties, not just one. And that's what the problem was.
Right. Teresa, thank you so much for getting us started today on this topic. I know it can be a difficult one, painful one for those of us that have to go back down in our history and memory lane, because we can see what happened. But Teresa, you stepped up and helped others. Now she just freed a phone line for you. So if you feel a prompting of the spirit and you can help other souls today, other married couples, other families, please do it. If you have the wisdom, you have the experience, here is the number, 833-288-3986. Almost every single day, Jerry and I get comments and messages that the Take Two topics have helped families, have helped marriages, have helped priests give homilies, have helped bishops. I mean, we've heard this just over and over again. So these topics are important. And if you have something to say, please do it now, because this is a very unique platform for us to come together and share as a community, as the body of Christ. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. I cannot stress that enough. If you're listening, you are part of the family. 833-288-3986. Let's go to Pat, and Pat is in North Dakota on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Pat. Welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm interested in this topic because I was a preschool teacher, and we went into homes for home visits, into all the new apartment buildings, and not one of the new apartment buildings had a space for a kitchen table.
Wait a minute. Not one of the apartments, they had no designated anything for some place to have meals together?
No, especially in the new apartment buildings.
Uh-huh.
The newer ones that they're building now, they don't put a space for the kitchen table. That really irritated me. And maybe two bar stools, and that's about it. So they're kind of encouraging family meals aren't important.
Wow. So eat on the run, eat standing up. Well, and it doesn't, I will tell you, it does not help when things come out like, there are some benefits, some health benefits to eating standing up. You know, you eat less and this and that, and you can digest better and all this stuff. Okay, if that is true, okay, well, great. But the time away from family like that, I mean, time together as a family is precious time. And so that is so disturbing. So there weren't, wow. So it encourages this type of a very quick attitude that meals don't really mean much.
I grew up in the 50s and 60s, and our family ate at least two meals, you know, together and said our blessing. And now I can see my grandson that is kind of the opposite now in his family situation. They live in a different town. So I've taught him that we all sit down at the have a meal and say your prayer.
Right. Well, that's right. What about grace before meals? Great. And a lot of Catholics don't even realize there's a grace after meals. So people don't even realize that because everybody's, you know, just eats and then they run, they go to do their thing. And where were these apartments, Pat? I'm just curious, because after the show, I'm going to look up in Arizona if we have that same type of structure of the apartments.
I'm not sure of the name of them, but we live in a small town of about 20,000.
Okay.
And it's an oil boom town. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, just hundreds of new apartments have been built within the last 10 years. And I just noticed I go into their homes for a home visit, and there is not a designated spot for a kitchen table.
Wow. There is a kitchen counter. You said two bar stools. So there is, I mean, where do the children do their homework? If there's children, it sounds like a studio apartment.
Yeah. Well, they were actually a little bit larger, like 2-3 bedrooms and still, and I knew the family. So I knew they had like maybe 3-4 kids.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But they don't get together. They eat out of sacks.
Yeah. Like to go, like it's all like a fast food type thing. Pat, let me ask you a question. In the work that you're doing and you've done, any wisdom you can impart to families today?
Well, just know how important family is. I did get a divorce, and that's what showed me how important families are. Mm-hmm. I wish I would never have done it then. Family is the most important thing in your life.
Right. Wow. Thank you so much for weighing in on this topic and enlightening us and making us aware of things, because this is how we learn and grow together. You know, I know that we have technology and we can pretty much at our fingertips, you know, type in anything and get an answer. But, you know, that would take round the clock attachment to these devices. And we hope that people don't do that. So this helps. These conversations help. Pat, thank you so much. I appreciate it today on Take Two. Call us again, please.
Another
thing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Thank God for your blessings. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you, Pat. Thank you so much. Pat got a little bit clipped there, but I think I caught the gist of it, and she was so sweet. What a darling. I appreciate the call. Okay, Pat just freed that phone line, 833-288-3986. Do you have mealtime together? From Danny on YouTube says, good morning and God bless. Danny from AM 1260 The Rock. We do when we go out to eat. I'm an empty nester. The scan's in 2 weeks. Got job at major hospital. Thanks for the prayers. Good job, Danny. That's Danny checking in from Cleveland. Wow, Danny, good job. So you did eat together meals. So did we when I was growing up. Well, for the most part. Actually, my mother was a really good cook. And I think we were just really hungry. So we loved having meals together. But we had a lot of fun. My uncle was a priest, or is a priest, he's a priest forever, but was a priest, and my mother's oldest brother and my mother's sister is still a Dominican sister in Caldwell, New Jersey, and they would sit at opposite ends of the dinner table on Sundays, and they would have these great theological arguments. They always took different positions. It was so much fun watching it and being a part of it. That's how we learned a lot about our faith. We watched them go back and forth, a nun and a priest, very schooled, highly trained, just brilliant in theology. And they would even get to some heated debates, and we would just learn. It was like a ping pong match going back and forth, and it was a blast. We learned so much. We remember those days, and we ate some really good, of course, Italian meals. So yeah, that was my history. Somebody just asked, how about when I was growing up? Okay, let's go to... I can say hello. Actually, hold on, Mary and Carol, hold on. I'm just going to give the number again, 833-288-3986. If you didn't eat meals together growing up, if you do, something in between, give us the results of that, the effects of that. I really need to know today. We're having a great discussion, learning a lot. But I'm going to ask Mary in East Texas, hold on, because just in a minute, you're going to hear the music and I don't want to say hello to you and then put you on hold. And then I can't really have that ample time with you. So let me just get back to social media. We said congratulations and praise God to Danny. That is wonderful. And Anna Marie says, my parents made sure. Listen to this. My parents made sure all 7 kids were at the dinner table. Wow, Anna Marie. That is tough to do. It was a time to catch up, see what kind of day each one of us had, who got in trouble, who hit a home run at practice, fond memories. I totally agree. So see, Anna Marie's family made the effort. Her parents made the effort to get 7 kids around that dinner table, and they were able to build that relationship. It would be curious, Anna Marie, if you could comment it in again. Your family today, are you still close, the siblings? I'd love to know. Maybe you could put it in on the chat. I'd love to know because of that, let's see if that was the effect of having these family meals together. I know that my family, there's 6 of us, and we're all still living. I'm the youngest, and we talk all the time. In fact, I just talked to my brother this morning. So I think that family time experience together does have a lasting effect. What do you say? 833-288-3986. Please join me on this show, your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'll be right back. Wow, this is so cool, you guys. So I asked Anna Marie to weigh back in on YouTube, and she did. And I asked her if the family the parents were adamant that all seven kids had to be around that dinner table. So I asked Anna Maria, are you still close today? And she said, yes, we're all still close, all of us. And today they are still together as siblings. See? So it's, see the effect of it? Her parents went to great lengths to get those seven kids around that dinner table. And those siblings as adults are still together today. That's a sign that it works, you guys. That's what I'm saying. Okay, Mary in East Texas. Guadalupe Radio Network is the way. Mary's listening. She's been waiting so patiently. Hi, Mary. Welcome to Take Two.
Hello.
Hello.
So I was a Catholic school teacher for many, many years. And you think, being a Catholic school teacher, I would have realized how important having meals together was with my own family. But I think it came back from like my parents. I don't know if we didn't really do that ourselves. And I think that might have been because my mom, she didn't have that kind of family life herself. So I don't think it came down the line. But I'll tell you this. One of the schools I taught at, the families were very, I was a preschool teacher, so the families themselves, it was not an area in Texas, you know, that had always a lot of Catholics. Mm-hmm. But the Catholics that did come to the school, they were very serious about their obligation to their families. And I saw through the families there what it meant to be.
Right.
Is families with young kids, 6 or 7 kids, and they have meals together. And so I think the whole thing, because we didn't have when I was growing up, when my kids were growing up, this radio network here. Mm-hmm. And with you all and the Popchecks and Dr. Ray, I've learned so much more. I think if I would have had my family now, it would have been different.
Mm-hmm,
I would have known, you know, to do this.
Right.
You all light a fire for families. You really do. And I'm so glad that you're bringing this up because, like I said, these families that I had within the last 5 years, I'm still in contact with a lot of them. And they are. They are the domestic church. And so I am so glad that you all are talking about it. And actually, I'm on my way to see my son. I'm having my first grandbaby today.
Today?
So, yes, they're at the hospital. So I'm on my way, about 2 hours away, but I pulled over to talk. But I am definitely going to be bringing this up to my children so that they can do it with their own children.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, that's the reason we all do we do these programs, exactly for that. But, you know, we learned, we grew from maybe past choices and mistakes and things that we've done, and then it would be unfair of us to hold that back, and so for us to impart the wisdom of what we've learned through our experiences to the next generation coming into marriages and families, that's the way it really should be. We should be handing down the faith in a better way. We should be modeling the faith, obviously, but if we have had these past, you know, like I'm with you, Mary. I feel the same way. If I was young and I started my family today, boy, to have Catholic radio as a resource, wow, that is golden, right? I mean, we didn't have that raising kids. As a matter of fact, there's no parent manual or anything like that. They don't hand you your newborn and then say, here's the manual, follow it. I mean, we had a few books we could reference. We had our parents and our grandparents that told us what to do, but that was basically it, right, Mary?
Yep, that's it. You know, so you all are such a resource for so many people these days, and it's such a blessing. I think God really wanted that to become available from Mother Angelica on. It's been such a blessing. So I really do think that you all are lighting a fire for these other families.
Oh, thank you, Mary. Mary, I put you in the book. Do we know if it's a granddaughter or grandson?
It's a granddaughter.
Granddaughter. Wow. Okay. Early congratulations. Keep us posted. We love baby pictures. Anything you can do. Mary, congratulations. How exciting. Now, safe traveling to the hospital when you hold your grandbaby.
All right. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Thanks, Mary. Wow. Mary's going to have her granddaughter today is going to be born. How exciting is that? I love the Take Two family expanding and growing. Mary, if you're still listening, the email to send baby pictures is take2@ewtn.com. We love wedding pictures, newborn pictures, family pictures, pictures of, outdoor gardens to the Blessed Mother, St. Francis, other saints. We love that. Any sacred sites that you visit that we may not be able to get to. See, we live through you guys, vicariously through you guys. So take2@ewtn.com. Also, the prayer wall is 24/7 at take2show.com. Okay. Let's go to Carol, and Carol is in Long Beach Island, New Jersey, on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Carol.
Good afternoon. It's nice to speak with you.
Yes.
This is my first time to call.
Oh, thank you, and you made it Take Two. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So I've been enjoying the conversation, and I do hear you on the radio when I'm traveling back and forth. And get good advice from a lot of people. So this has been an interesting conversation. So I grew up in a family of, I was the only girl and four boys. My father took care of us. My mother had gone on to do something else. And we did not have any religious church-going time, maybe a few days of Sunday school from time to time. But when I married, I realized that to keep the family together was important. So I became friends with a wonderful Christian woman in Virginia, and I started doing a few prayers with our meals. Are you there? Is somebody there?
Oh yes. Hello? We're listening intently. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, go right ahead.
I'm sorry. It was so quiet, and I'm nervous about this.
No. But, you're doing great, Carol. You go right ahead.
So I wasn't sure what to do. And, you know, there are little prayers that you can do. And then sometimes I would say, okay, kids, this is peanut butter and jelly sandwich. What do you say? And we just say, hey, this is great. Thanks, God. And then we would go on.
Mm-hmm.
So time went on, and I began to introduce more formal things, but not a traditional formal prayer, just a conversation with God and how we thank Him for everything that we have. And that has continued. I believe my daughter does the same thing. I'm not too sure about what's happening in California with my son, but I think they are trying to keep all of that going too. So,
wow. So it did work. So it did work. The family that prays together stays together, huh?
Yeah. And you know what? Hmm. Today is my 58th wedding anniversary.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness, Carol.
Yeah.
You called in a first-time caller, 58 years wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary.
I know. My daughter used to say, hi, Mommy, happy anniversary. She was 3 years old.
That is so sweet. Okay, wait a minute, Carol. Okay, 58 years. What's the secret? Come on, give us some wisdom in that area. 58 years.
Keep your mouth shut sometimes.
Okay.
A lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Pray about it under your breath. Walk away before you say something that will really cause a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And life is a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. It's up and it's down. You know, when we're up, we say, whoopee. And when we're down, we say, oh, dear Lord, be with us and show me the way. So that's what I try to do and share with other people when I can, and just carry His word by deed.
and action, yeah. Right?
Oh, you nailed it. You nailed it. Everything you said is just amazing. Carol, I put you in the book for your anniversary because the Take Two family prays around the clock. If you feel comfortable, can you give us your husband's first name?
His name is Ray, a ray of sunshine.
Aww. Okay, so Carol and Ray today, 58 years, first-time caller, sharing your wisdom about family and about marriage. Wow. Carol, I would say that was a home run call.
Now, I was telling the moderator before I spoke with you a funny story, and he said I probably could tell it. I wasn't too sure.
Go
ahead. We have been married a long time, and this is before a lot of positive things, you know, came into our life, really good stuff from God. Anyway, he would come to the table in the summertime and I would have a nice meal and he would come to the table without a shirt. Well, as we age, of course, our bodies are not what they used to be. And finally, I decided I'm going to teach him a little lesson here. So he's at the table and I had served the plate. I took off my shirt and I went to the table in my bra and he looked at me and he went, oh. So he didn't have to say a whole lot more, but it was a good little lesson.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I'm sure you probably never forget that event, right? Wow. Carol, you've got a great sense of humor, too. I think that was another reason you guys, 58 years together. So I'm glad Matt encouraged you to share that story. That's precious. Carol, you're amazing. Call us back anytime, okay?
Thank you. I always enjoy your show.
Thank you. We try to keep a sense of humor. You got to have a sense of humor, Carol, to get through life. I love the way you said it's a roller coaster. I use that too all the time. People say, what's life like? Because I'm going to be 59 this year. And they say, what's life like? I said, it's a roller coaster. I'm right with you, Carol. God bless you. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Okay, Carol's going to free that phone line and then there's room for you. You still have time to get in on this great conversation. 833-288-3986. That is the number to call. Matt is waiting to answer the call. We'll get to Kathy in a moment. I just wanted to share what Michelle had to say on YouTube. I'm waving to you guys. I'm waving to everybody on YouTube, Facebook. Michelle says, we ate together as a family until I was 21 years old. Father, mother, 5 siblings, the occasional guest. It was great. I love that. See, great memories. Thank you, Michelle. Others on Facebook said, yes, they've eaten together. Some live alone now. And, you know, they have the memories of eating together as a family. Memories are great. And that's beautiful. Some on Facebook are saying that they do every night eat together. So that's wonderful. Excuse me. I've got a little bit of a frog. Okay, let's go to Kathy. Kathy is in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and has been waiting so patiently to get on air. And welcome, Kathy, to the program.
Hi, Debbie and Jerry. I called before, and I think the original question was about family and whether we prayed together growing up. I came out of a big family. There were 13 of us kids growing up, and we prayed the rosary every night, although I think at the time I really didn't understand the value of it because it was back in the 60s, you know, before Vatican II. But it was kind of understood, unless you had sports or something, everybody was home for dinner. And that's kind of when mom and dad had the opportunity to really talk to everybody, make sure everybody was okay, all that kind of stuff. And we're very close. So, in fact, we're having a family reunion in San Diego next weekend. And I feel pretty blessed at 70, you know, to still have 11 of my siblings. There are still 12 of us. My sister-in-law, I went to high school with her. So, you know, she's been my sister for 50 years, like, you know, my other sisters and stuff. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, let me ask you, can I ask you a couple details, Kathy? That's wonderful, by the way. I want to ask you a couple details. So your parents got the whole entire family around one table, or did you have separate tables?
No, we had a 12-foot dining room table. So, and when I was first younger, we had like two bench seats, and then like a captain's chair on each end or a chair on each end for my mom and dad, because there was always a baby in a high chair, you know, on one side or the other of her. But my dad was a convert from Christian Science. My mother was cradle Catholic, and in 45, when they came together, my grandmother said, Howard, you can marry Florence if you agree to become Catholic. And he said, okay, and 74 years almost that they were married before they passed away together. And so it's been an amazing, they really were our spiritual anchors that really gave us, and many of my siblings, I think most of us carried on that same tradition. My kids were expected to be home for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the military, you know, we were expected to be together. And we had family night because we didn't watch television during the week because homework didn't get done. So the dining room table would become full of little kids doing homework, or, you know, dad would have somebody doing flashcards with little kids in the living room, or there's puzzles going on, or there's games going on. So, and everybody, we grew up with an understanding that we're all we have.
Mm.
So we're responsible for each other. And if something needed done, you just did it. You didn't worry about whose job it was. And the rule was, if you're a 2-year-old and you're old enough to take the toy out, you're old enough to put it back. And that became your job. And you got a little penny at the end of the week if you picked up the toys and, you know, did your part. So,
wow,
it's so a pretty amazing gift, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So going back to your childhood, and you're planning for this reunion coming up, and I put you in the book, Kathy. We're going to pray you have just a really wonderful, grace filled time. Kathy, going back to growing up in your family, very big family you had, and you still were all your siblings, just like Anna Marie, you were all close as you get older, which is fabulous. Obviously, you're having a reunion, so you like being together. That's wonderful. Kathy, when you were around that dinner table, was it all just sharing stories? Were there ever any problems at the dinner table? You know, tell us a little bit more of the details. And the reason why I say this is I want folks to realize it's not just about eating. Eating is a wonderful thing. And it's a great thing to slow down and have everybody, you know, process and eat and digest their food and relax. And that's important. But it's the conversation and the activity around the dinner table is as important. What do you say to that, Kathy?
Well, we had kind of an unwritten rule, like you never ratted each other out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so everybody just, if somebody's busted, you know, we all just took the punishment, whatever it was. And then you worked it out with them later.
Right.
But we had kind of an unwritten thing where if you had something kind of important that shouldn't be brought to the table, mm-hmm. you would talk to mom about it first, and then mom would kind of tell you how to approach dad with it.
Gotcha.
And then, but the little, like, sometimes the little kids would say, oh, I was walking home from school today, you know, and usually there were 5 or 6 walking together, and this boy keeps following us or something. And then, of course, my older brothers would chime in, okay, if that's Greenie, just tell us, you know, and we'll take care of Greenie. He was just a little kid that was just a bully.
Mm.
But if the girls were walking together, then Greenie would get kind of weird and stuff. So that's the kind of stuff we talked about, and appropriate behavior. Like my older sister and I usually I have 5 younger sisters, so it's just my older sister and I. You know, we had first dates because if we had a date, the rule was they had to come to the door
mm-hmm.
and meet mom or dad or whoever was there. But they had to go through the boys. So it's like, what are your intentions with my sister? And so
wow.
everybody just had their own way of looking after each other. And us younger, the girls, of course, we took care of the house and the little ones, and the boys took care of the cars and the yard and the house and
mm-hmm.
maintenance and all that kind of stuff, you know. So it was kind of an old school that way.
Right.
But the dinner table was really for a place for, okay,
you know, what is really going on? Are we happy? Are you getting along well with your friends? You know, mm-hmm. what are you guys doing when you're playing after school? Where are you going? And usually, of course, the neighborhood converged on our house because we had the biggest population. So, you know, and we had a junior high school down the street. So maybe we went over to the junior high school and shot basketballs around or tennis ball or something.
Okay, so one last quick question because that's interesting. So I find that fascinating. The dynamics of the family it sounds fabulous. You were very blessed. But Kathy, when everyone was gathered around the table at mealtime, when some of the kids were finished, did they just get up and leave the table? Did they have to be excused? What were the manners there?
Well, they had to be excused. Everybody had to be excused, but usually we were all around the table until we all left together. Most of the time, if somebody had to leave because they had football or baseball, because we were all in sport, or if you had band or something, then you were excused to go do whatever. But usually, no, we were around the table, and usually, sometimes long after dinner was over.
Wow, you guys have really stuck together. That's beautiful.
Well, my dad was in the military, too, and when Dad would come home, it's like, okay, Dad, what are you doing now? He was with the ballistic missile corps, so a lot of times we didn't understand anything that he was doing. He was an engineer, but it's like we all got to talk about that kind of stuff. My mom was a nurse, so sometimes she'd talk about somebody getting hurt, and they're going, well, how long do I have to have this on? And we'd talk a little bit about medical stuff or something like that, or the babies doing whatever babies do, and it's like, why is this baby doing this different, you know? And so it just depended on what was going on at the time. And one thing that I knew growing up, though, we didn't necessarily all like each other because, you know, you all have your own personality, and you always had the middle of the pack that felt left out from the older and the younger and stuff. So one of the things I can remember my dad telling us, my dad was the oldest of seven, and he had six younger sisters, and three of them are still with us and are coming to the reunion, too. But he told us, God gives us what we have. We can choose to make out of it whatever we want. But I can tell you, you and your siblings, if you met on the street, you might not like each other and you might not be friends, but we are what we have, and we're responsible to each other because God gave us to each other for us to be responsible for each other. Wow. So we've always kind of, you know, looked after each other and stuff in that way.
So you had go ahead.
Well, and we used to trade families, you know, when our kids were... when we were having kids, you know, everybody got their anniversary off, and so everybody would trade kids, you know, so they had a free weekend away from kids or whatever. But the rule was, whatever rules they have in this house, you know, go. It doesn't matter what my rules are in my house. If you're in Susie's house or Sherry's house, their rules go.
Right.
So, yeah.
Kathy, I can tell you're looking forward to that reunion coming up in San Diego. Beautiful. We're praying for you. I wish we were there with you. How exciting would it be to watch your family get together? I'm sure you're going to just be tossing around stories, memories, everything. I love it. Kathy, you're awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, you guys.
Yes, thank you so much. Keep us posted. Send pictures. Okay, that was a great call from Kathy, and she's getting ready to attend her big family reunion. Okay, I wanted to share for all of our listeners to join us for Open Line Tuesday. That is tomorrow afternoon, 3 p.m. Eastern, with Father Wade Menezes on EWTN Radio, so please tune in. That's Open Line. Don't forget, you guys. We do these programs for you to highlight them so you can mark your calendars and just set your, you know, phone and everything you need to do just to alert you so that these programs come up, because like the other caller said, we learn and grow together. Thank goodness we have Catholic radio. It's a precious jewel in our midst. Thank you again, Kathy and the other callers. You guys were amazing. Everybody on YouTube and Facebook, and Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Thanks so very much. You were incredible. Thank you to the show team. Matt, Ace, Charles Beery, Pedro in studio, thank you for doing such a great job. Today is the Feast of the Martyrs of the Hulks of Rochefort. I have no idea who these martyrs are, but Charles Beery was telling me it is a fascinating story. So after the show, I'm going to look them up because today is the feast day. But guess what? Tomorrow, Jerry Usher will be back, and we have a new topic for you. Get ready for this. Be thinking about it. I remember where I was when... dot, dot, dot. Think of something monumental that happened. I remember where I was when... That's tomorrow on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Thank you to all the affiliates that carry the show. We love you guys and have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.